Welcome to the iFormRx podcast, where we explore the evidence that informs ambulatory care pharmacy practice. Today, we'll be discussing the impact of professional attire on relationships between patients and healthcare professionals. Here to discuss the Taylor study, which was published in the British Medical Journal Open Access in November of 2014, is James Lee and Shubha Bhatt. Dr. Lee and Dr. Bhatt wrote a commentary regarding the Taylor study. Dr. Lee and Dr. Bhatt both work for the University of Illinois at Chicago, where they are involved in the antithrombosis clinic and the personalized medicine program. Welcome to iFormRx, James and Shubha.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So our first question, if you had to briefly summarize in four sentences or less the systematic review published by the Taylor investigators to someone who hasn't read the paper, what would you say?
Well, the Taylor study was an interesting systematic review that ultimately analyzed 30 studies to examine the impact of various aspects of physicians' attire on patient attitudes towards their providers. In their attempt to better evaluate the included studies, which actually consisted of adults only, the authors looked at the type of attire that physicians wore, so that really meant whether they were wearing casual or formal attire, the context of care, and that basically meant where the patients were being treated and who they were being treated by, the medical discipline involved, and how the patients positively or negatively rated their perceptions of physicians. In the end, the investigators found that the majority of patients actually preferred formal attire of some type, but this preference was heavily influenced by several factors such as the type of care patients were receiving, where they were receiving it, their age, and where the study was actually performed. Probably led inferences to the culture that the patients were in. Understandably, the authors ultimately concluded that no matter who the patient was or what the physicians wore, a patient's confidence in their physician ultimately is driven by whether or not the physician demonstrates a competency in practice.
So in critically examining the study methodology, what would you say are the major strengths and potential weaknesses or limitations of this systematic review?
Well, we felt that the strength of the study came from the depth of the literature search. The authors performed controlled searches of multiple databases, and in order to ensure integrity of their systematic review, they also went to length to manually comb through bibliography and contact original study authors to gather any additional data that they needed. This overall resulted in a very comprehensive review of a broad number of studies. Secondly, I would say that the authors recognized early on that culture would play a big role in preference. And so with that being said, they were able to report outcomes that would strongly correlate with culture, such as the region, how original data was captured, being either through interview or survey, and age. So although most of the studies were from the United States, overall they were able to get a good geographic representation, including other countries such as Canada, Europe, Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. I think that the weaknesses are overall fairly inherent. You have a broad range of study designs that were included. Although there was a good inter-rater reliability for study inclusion, there's still the fact that there's so much heterogeneity between the study design, how the outcomes were measured and even gathered. So it means that really you can't directly compare the studies to each other. The authors did try to make it easier to compare by creating their own outcome categories in order to better compare the data.
So my next question is, this study found that attire can influence physician-patient relationships in several ways, including patient trust and confidence. It's also clear from the study that expectations in terms of professional attire vary, with some patients preferring formal attire, such as jackets, ties, and dresses, and others preferring a white coat, and still others preferring business casual attire. What appears to influence these patient preferences?
So there are multiple factors, the first being culture and location. Most of the studies in Europe and Asia found increased prevalence of preference for formal attire. The other countries tend to be, in my opinion, relatively more homogenous and thus fundamentally different from the United States, which many have considered to be a melting pot of cultures. So what we expect and how we view physicians may differ very differently from one country to the next. The next factor would then be age, as older patients also tended to prefer more formal attire. Such is more likely because many individuals tend to have a preformed expectation in their minds of what a doctor should look like. When a physician meets the patient's preconceived perception, patients may be more likely to associate that with receiving better care. However, as time has passed, the attire of healthcare provider continues to evolve. Thus, the younger generation tend to have a different preformed expectation of physician attire, one that usually targets a more casual look. So the last factor would then be the type of care that's received and where patients receive it. When you look at the results of the Taylor study, most of the patients that were receiving care in an ambulatory care setting and in a planned procedural setting actually preferred some form of formal attire. However, those patients seen in the acute care setting often did not have any preference.
And now my last question. While this study examines patient preferences with regard to physician attire, do you think the results can be generalized to other health professionals such as pharmacists and nurses? What would you advise a health professional, either a pharmacist, a physician, or a nurse, to do with regard to attire?
This topic is so relevant, and especially as pharmacists are increasing their presence in direct patient care roles outside of dispensing activities. I think you also see that in most settings, pharmacists tend to generally dress the same as physicians. I feel that the most important take-home message of the study is that there are multiple aspects that influence patients' perceptions of us as providers, and we need to take that into consideration, and attire definitely seems to be an important part of that. You know, what ultimately counts as professional really depends on the patient population we're working with and the environment we find ourselves practicing in. And we need to take a patient-centric approach and be conscious of factors such as our patient's age, where they come from. I think we just also need to realize at this point that dressing more casually may do just the job that we want it to do, if not a better job, because what we think, it may really not matter to that patient, and at worst, it could probably even create some barriers where they look at us as a one-way higher authority versus someone that's really advocating for our patients.
Well, thank you, Drs. Bott and Lee, for sharing with us your analysis of the Taylor study. It's clear that our attire makes a difference in terms of patient perceptions, but those perceptions are largely based on culture, the setting of care, and patient expectations. So tell us what you think. Is wearing a lab coat and formal attire critically important in your setting, or do you feel a more casual look works best? Leave us a comment or two. This is Stuart Haynes, editor and chief of iFormRx, signing off.